Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Oregon State needs a football coach after Gary Anderson up and split. Who will they hire? Scott Barnes, the Oregon State AD, is here to tell us definitively right now. Hello.
Absolutely. It's going to either be Isaac or Jason.
Oh.
Well, you know, I work a little offense for you. I can be like an O-line coach, but I think that's about it.
I decline. I like my job.
There you go. You guys know where you're at. I like that.
Hey, so Bob DeCarolis always used to say that all ADs have, you know, kind of names in their head or a list in case something happened. Do you, or are you starting from scratch here?
No, I think that's absolutely correct. We all do, and we had a list and always have a list, and away we go.
Let me ask you, when you're out there and you're trying to recruit a coach, what do you sell? Like, when you're trying to convince a kid or a coach that Oregon State's the place for him, what do you sell him?
Well, you know, what we've done, because this is an incredibly special place, we've hired a search firm, and we had that group come in and spend quite a bit of time with our Coach Casey as an example, Coach Rook, Coach Tinkle, some of our former players, to really get a feel for this special place and what it really means to be a Beaver and who we are, a bit of our culture. You know, specifically, we love that we are the best college town, not only in the Pac-12, but one of the best in the country. We have excellent facilities. We all have more work to do in that regard, but excellent facilities, great leadership from the top, a university that is probably positioned better than it's ever been in its history, thanks to Ed Ray and so many others. So we've got a laundry list of things that we can sell and do sell. But as important as anything is just getting a feel for what a special place this is and why so many of our coaches want to be here.
So you say you have a list and you kind of have an idea. So then what does the search firm do? Walk us through, you know, what they help you with.
Yeah. So, you know, right now it's just simply going to lay the land and the search firm will help take a look and get a feel for interest across country, talking with third party to agent conversations to understand the interest level of those that we are thinking about. And that'll obviously be pared down. And by the time we get towards the end, we'll know exactly where we sit.
Okay. So give me a profile. What is it that Oregon State is looking for in their next head coach?
Well, it all starts with what we look for in every head coach, and that's impeccable character, a high energy and passion and intelligence about what they're doing, what their plan is here for this place. All things being equal, some ties to the Northwest, to Oregon State would be great. Everything else being equal, setting coach compared to a coordinator, again, depends. Everything else being equal, you take a sitting head coach in that regard. And certainly the recruiting pipeline, we want to attract a high level student athlete here. So what does that look like? What does the success look like in the track record of those we're talking to in that regard, whether they're head coaches or assistant coaches? How have they impacted positive change and how they've recruited? So several things that we'll be looking at, but again, it starts with the character of the person, their fit in this environment, and the energy and intelligence with which they conduct their business.
Why would you be interested in someone with ties to the Northwest or Oregon State? I mean, can a good coach?
Absolutely. Let me reset what I just said, which is everything else being equal, right? So yeah. That would be a bonus. But first, what you look for is the excellent coaching you know, when you think about somebody from a different region, there are some advantages to that too, aren't there, in terms of opening new pipelines and recruiting. So all those things will be considered.
How much can you pay the next coach?
just a little bit more than you guys are making.
Oh, I don't think you know our salaries.
We're kind of a big deal.
That wouldn't get you much.
I thought you guys were in the millions.
Oh God, I wish.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, I wish.
Well, but in all honesty, like in seriousness, what happened with putting the money back on the table? I'm assuming that is a huge advantage for you guys to be able to go out and afford to spend somewhere in that $3 million range, which seems to be kind of the going rate for a Pac-12 head coach.
Yeah, and absolutely. When you think about where we sit today, we really have a wonderful opportunity, clear path forward, and we aren't dragging a buyout with us in the process. You're absolutely right. We've pressed reset. Our student athletes are energized. Corey Hall has done an excellent job in galvanizing that team. And now we have a chance to move forward in an unfettered way, and a chance without any strings attached and without dragging a ball and chain with us, we can get some things done for sure.
You know, some people, myself included, I'll be honest, when Corey Hall was named, I thought it was interesting that you hired a corners coach that had only been assistant for 3 years, but seen kind of the personality and the fire. Is that ultimately why he was named the interim coach, simply because of the, I don't know, maybe the energy he brings to a team that they probably needed it at this point?
It was exactly what it was about. It was about that energy, as well as the connection, trust, and respect that he had earned in his position. And that obviously had him ascend to the top in the position. And he's done an outstanding job for us.
This is Oregon State AD Scott Barnes. Now, football-wise, does a coach's system matter? Offensive guy, defensive guy? We've talked a lot here about the idea of running like an option type of offense, like Navy does or Georgia Tech does. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we think about the fan experience and who you can what you can recruit to. All those things are part of the mix. But again, it starts with the availability of excellent coach, and we won't let the tail wag the dog. System's important, but it's not more important than the right leadership capacity and the right all the other pieces we've discussed earlier when we think about this. So we'll see what that lies. Would I suggest that maybe an offensive coordinator over a defensive coordinator? Potentially, yes. Head coach over a offensive coordinator, everything over an offensive coordinator. Everything else being equal, yes. We also don't want to paint ourselves in a corner. We do want to keep an open and a fresh look at every opportunity as we narrow it down.
So you hired Kevin Stallings as basketball coach when you were at Pitt. Through that process and other hiring processes, what did you learn about hiring a coach that maybe you can apply here?
Well, you know, it's there's a lot of moves to be made, and you know what happens is as you go through the process and other jobs are open, you've got to be ready to compete. You have to be ready to compete. You have to be ready to pull the trigger. It's hurry up and wait for a bit, and it's very dynamic. The landscape gets very dynamic and moves very quickly here down the line, and we've got to be ready for that to pull the trigger at any given moment, because there will be competition, obviously, in the marketplace with jobs opening and candidates looking at various options.
Do you have any kind of timeline for the hire? Because I would imagine, you know, it's a little hard with a staff, like you're going out and recruiting, but you know, one, and I'm trying to be fair here, but there's a good chance that none of these guys will be back if the guy comes in and the new coach wants to hire his own staff. So, you know, is there a timeline or a sense of urgency that you want to get this done sooner than later, or is it after the bowl season? When does this occur?
That'll rest on the availability of the candidate that we're targeting. Certainly what we think about is that December 20th day, which is the new early signing period in football. And again, that's not the end all, but if we could get it done before then, that is an added advantage to us. The earlier in December we can get it done, the better. But it'll depend on a candidate event.
What about facilities? I know you had a big announcement yesterday, and then there was, you know, the weight room money was frozen and all that. Can you just update us on where you're at with the weight room and then what you're going to be doing moving forward?
Well, I have no idea what the weight room frozen. If there's $1 million frozen out there, I'll take it today. So that's erroneous completely. what we are looking at in terms of facilities is the next step in many areas. And certainly the west side has got a lot of attention. We've got to understand what we're doing there and how we're going to move that forward. We've got a facilities master plan process starting literally in the next 2 weeks. That'll do.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost him.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Scott.
Oh, sorry. Am I it's back? Okay.
You're back.
You are back, but you're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry about that. So this facilities master planning process gives us a look at a 10-year vision of across all of our facilities, and then a deep dive on priority projects that will ultimately roll in our institution's next campaign. Timing couldn't be better. Look forward to that, and obviously part of that deep dive will be football-centric projects.
How important is that, in all honesty, to the health of the program? You look around the conference within the last, 6 years, everyone has built new facilities. You guys are kind of the last to really jump in the fray and go at this. But just, you know, in this arms race, how important is it for when you guys, you know, recruit to be able to say that we aren't last in the conference?
Well, first of all, it's evolutionary, right? So I'm not sure when you say we're the last up, it's what's next. And so we've just finished over $50 million of facility projects, including obviously the Valley Football Center, a Truax refresh with a graphics and lighting package there. Recruiting to facilities is absolutely part of the mix. And sometimes we get lost and the notion that it's more important to have the bells and whistles than the actual facilities that deliver the services to your student-athlete experience. So we'll keep being very mindful of those facilities producing the outcomes that we want for our student-athletes and certainly for the fan experience moving forward.
Well, Scott, thanks for joining us. I know it's hard for you to understand that we do not make millions. and we politely...
I'm shocked by that. I'm just shocked.
Yeah, I know. For playing fart sounders and doing what we do. We politely decline the job offer, but thank you.
All right. Well, we'll go after our next candidate.
All right,
guys,
Scott.
Thanks a lot. A lot of fun. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.